Republic Yemeni number one.
What is up, my motherfucking friends? What is cracking? It's been a long time since I've been on the podcast. I apologize for not posting every week like I usually do. I've been focusing a lot on growing my followers on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. This last month, I've been really focused on posting a lot of videos and clips on my stand-up, trying to build my follower base, and it's worked. My Instagram has blown up a little bit. I went from 5,000 followers, and now I'm at about 21,000 followers, finally. I posted a really funny clip called Kids Are Terrible. You should definitely check it out on my Instagram. I also got the part two version of that. That video went super viral. It's getting close to about 2 million views on Instagram right now. That's where a lot of my followers have been following me. I appreciate it. It feels good to finally start gaining traction in the social media game, beating the algorithm. Algorithm is an Arabic word. Algorithm, any word that starts with Al, is something that derived from the ancient Muslim world, back when Muslims were really focused on being smart. You know, there was a huge renaissance in the Muslim world back in the day, and they made many advancements in science and math. Algorithm is Arabic, and the algorithm has not been nice to this Arab man for a really long time, but I think I hacked the system. I also turned my personal Facebook page. What? My YouTube link is not working? Hold on a second. Oh no. So wait a second. Why is it not working? I just Douglas Bolte just told me that my YouTube link is not working. Why? Technical difficulties, baby. If any of you guys are watching my podcast for the first time, we have a tradition here at the Public Yemeni Podcast. It's every freaking podcast I have. Technical difficulties, man. I thought I got it right this time, but apparently not. And since I got nobody helping to run my show, now I got to do it myself. And let's see if I can do it while I'm talking. I'm doing Sober October right now. I haven't smoked weed in 4 days. You know, and I thought to myself, I was like, maybe if I quit smoking weed, I'll get like smarter. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm just stupider faster. That's all it is. I'm just dumber but faster. YouTube link is not working. How dare you? Why is it not working? Let's check it out. If you guys, my personal Facebook page, I finally turned it into a professional page, and now I got 40,000 followers on that. That just happened like literally after posting videos all the time. It says here that I'm live. Yeah. What do you mean the YouTube link is not working? I don't understand. I'm looking at it right now and it says that I can somebody please chime in and let me know? Maybe it's not working on my Public Yemeni site. But hey, if you guys are listening to this and you guys are new, please follow me, subscribe on this. Find me on my personal Facebook page, just Mike Eshek. Now that I turned it into a professional page, you don't have to add me as a friend. You can follow me, and I'm posting reels on that too. It's great to get new followers following me. You know, hold on a second. I'm going to see if this YouTube link works or not. Holy shit. Why not? Why isn't it working? Oh well, it is what it is. I ain't got time to do shit right now. Like I said, I haven't been posting in a while because I've been focusing on blowing up my Instagram followers, and now it's getting there. Fuck yeah. Fuck you, Derek Knight. How dare you, man? Derek's telling me, get your shit together, Eshak. I'm going to beat the shit out of you, Derek. Follow Derek Knight if you guys are seeing him. He's a comedian. It was good to see you, Derek, at the World Series of Comedy in Las Vegas for a minute. It's great to have some of my friends on here saying what's up. It's good to see you too, Robbie, man. Thank you for showing up again. Bolty, my old buddy from the Marine Corps. It's good to hear from you again, brother. Damn, now that I remember, you sent me a message and I did not respond back. I am so sorry. I've been doing that a lot to people, and I'm not doing it on purpose. Please don't hold it against me. Okay, I'm really stupid, you know, but now I'm stupid faster because
come on, man.
You know, cause now I'm not smoking weed. So now I could be dumber faster. That's great. So anyways, let's get to it. So anybody wants to call in anytime, 313-915-4933. And there's a few things that I want to talk about. First off, if you guys are in Detroit, Michigan, October 9th, this Sunday, 7 p.m., Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, me and another Yemeni comedian, Ahmed El Kadri. You can follow him at Ahmed Loves Bread. That's his handle, Ahmed Loves Bread. Me and him are co-headlining Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle this Sunday. It's going to be a killer show. We also got another Yemeni comic from Dearborn who's a new comic named Edhem. Really, really funny comedian. He's only been in it 2 years. He's very political. He's very dark. He's almost going to be like the next Bill Hicks, you know, the Yemeni Bill Hicks. Looking forward to that. And we have for our host, Michael Schertzer. If you've seen my podcast before, you've seen Michael Schertzer on here. He is hilarious and also near and dear to my heart. He's Jewish, right? But he's very anti-Zionist, very pro-Palestinian. The guy is really fighting the real cause, the right cause. You know, I always appreciate anybody who belongs to a group, whether it be liberals, Jews, Muslims, whatever, and they are still able to be like, yo, man, this shit is fucked up. This thing that my people are doing, this is fucked up. And we need to keep that tradition going, and I'm glad that we got Michael Schertzer hosting the show. So we got three Arab comedians killing it at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle this Sunday. Get tickets. Would love to have you guys there. And we got a Jewish guy hosting, and Michael Schertzer is great. Also, follow Michael Schertzer. He's got a podcast called The Palestine Pod that he does with another Palestinian, with a Palestinian, a girl. Great podcast. So I would love to see you Sunday, 7 p.m., Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. That's October 9th, 2022, okay? If you're seeing this in the future, don't go show up. If you're seeing this in 2045, don't go to Mark Ridley's on that Sunday, because I mean, by 2045, the entire planet would be just one giant crater. With the way we're going right now, I mean, for real. So, first thing on the agenda, Sober October. If anybody's doing Sober October, comment, let me know what's up. You know, have any of you guys, are you sober? Do you not do any drugs or drinking or whatever? I enjoy drugs, but right now I'm enjoying being sober because I'm noticing that I'm like more sharp. I've been a wake and baker. So to me, the drinking, I drink because I'm a comedian, right? And everywhere we go, there's always a bar, and I like drinking. I don't like drinking that much. The thing is I don't need to drink, you know? I don't need to drink. I'm not one of those people. Like, I have alcohol here in the house right now. I got tequila, and I never hit it. I never hit it when I'm here, you know? So alcohol doesn't really have that big of a grip on me, and I'm very lucky. But what does have a grip on me is weed. I love weed. And if you're... like, if you really like weed, I think it's a good drug to be enjoying, because I smoke every day. I'm talking about, I wake up in the morning some days and I'm just boom, high as fuck. And I stay high all day. It's not necessarily the best thing, right? But it's fun and I like it and I'm creative. So it really helps, you know, give me a different vantage point on my creativity. And another thing that I like about weed is that it makes you sensitive. And I'm not a sensitive person. I mean, look at his face. Is this the face of a sensitive person? Yes. No, it's not. But smoking weed really does allow someone like me who's very fearless. And I'm not saying that like in a cocky way. I'm saying that as like in a negative way. Like being fearless is good, but sometimes I'm almost too fearless to the point where I'm not sensitive about what's going on around me. Sometimes I will act in a certain way where, because I'm very headstrong and I'm very like, assertive, sometimes I, you know, for example, sometimes I don't pay attention to how other people are, feeling around me. And, the one thing that I like about weed is that it gives me some paranoia and sensitivity that I don't have naturally. I mean, I have it. I have sensitivity, but sometimes I'm like so into what I'm doing or focused on what it is that I forget that maybe the person that I'm talking to, you know, may have some anxiety or, you know, may feel nervous around me. Cause I do have like a personality that can make some people who are sort of timid or have anxiety, it raises their anxiety. Cause I look like the type of person that will ruin your fucking life. I look like the type of person that will just walk up to you and call you a piece of shit. And I do that to people I love. I do that to people I love because they already know that I love them. And then you can say terrible things to them because they know I don't mean it. But when people who don't know me, they will kind of, I can tell when I'm smoking weed that. So for example, sometimes I will say something brash. Sometimes I will say something sarcastic, right? And people who don't know me will think that I'm being real or they think that I'm being angry or whatever. And I'm just playing around. And the one thing that I like about weed is it makes me sensitive enough to what other people are feeling around me. And it's a good thing because it allows me to have sort of a bird's eye view of myself and be like, yo, Mike, maybe you should tell that person you were joking or apologize to that person if what you said made them feel bad, you know, because sometimes even I'm so hesitant, I'll say like whatever and then I'll forget to be like, hey, you know, I'm joking, right? I don't mean that. So that's the one thing I do like about weed. But right now I'm not smoking weed. It's day 4. And weed is a great drug because you stop it and it's not like I'm jonesing or pissed off or angry or anything. As a matter of fact, I'm really happy. And I'm kind of like, I like being sober right now. It's pretty cool. Like I hung out at the Comedy Store last night, didn't drink, didn't smoke weed. I started smoking cigars though, you know, cause I got that oral fixation. And so, you know, I puff on a cigar a little bit here and there. And, you know, that's not psychoactive. So I'm still being sober. But Sober October, that's what I'm doing. I'm looking forward to seeing how it's going to help. I feel like my energy is a little bit higher. You know, I'm perkier. How come that sound effect's not working? What the fuck, bro? Nothing is working right now? Jesus. This is fucking retarded, man. Oh, I said retarded. Fuck. I just got demonetized. That's what you get these days. Like, comment, subscribe, say what's up. Call in if you feel like it. We lost audio for a second? What is going on, man? Come on, I'm doing everything right now. And it looks like everything is glitching. I just might have to find another program. Like for real. I just might have to do that. I can't believe it. Okay, so let's get to it. You guys can still hear me? I hope so. One thing that I want to talk about real quick is some things that are fucking pissing me off. And I think what's pissing me off more than anything right now is the fact that people are fucking stupid right now, man. I'm going to talk about like friends that I talk to. Do you guys know what ideology is? Right? When people have an ideology, they typically they stop listening. And that's the one thing that I can't freaking stand. I think that like it's very important to be someone like Michael Schertzer, someone who's grew up Jewish and was given an ideology of what Israel is supposed to be, what Palestine is supposed to be, and he's somebody who can think outside of that ideology and be like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. Maybe I should bring it back, right? And the one thing I want to talk about is this discussion that I had with a friend the other night about all cops are bad. I don't know, man. I feel like I'm in some fucked up simulation where everybody that I used to respect that I thought was smart is now just becoming so fucking stupid. They're just being dumb. And I can't even wrap my mind around it. You know, like all cops are bad. That's an ideology. All cops are bad. And I got friends of mine that are like really, really, they're intelligent. But because they're liberal and because they're super liberal, they buy into the ideology of all cops are bad. And when I talk to these people, it blows my mind how easy it is for these fucking people to believe in it. So like I was talking to a friend the other night, we were drinking and enjoying a little discussion. We got into politics. The topic of another comedian came up, and one of my friends who's staunchly liberal was like, yeah, fuck that guy. He likes cops. And then this is where I start. And listen, I'm not trying to say all cops are great. There's a lot of shitty cops out there, but guess what? There's a lot of really good cops out there too. To me, it's like the system is bad, motherfucker. It's not that's what you really got to look into. When you say all cops are bad, you're on the lowest rung right now. You're literally just talking about the cops, but it's the system that's fucking bad. Saying all cops are bad, and even when I talked to Michael Schertzer, he's stuck on that ideology, even though he's really, really good with protecting the Palestinians or speaking up for the Palestinians and the harsh treatments that they get from the Zionists. But when I bring up all cops are bad, boom, he is, nope, all cops are bad. And there's no way to get across to him. And the point that I'm trying to make is this: how the fuck do we fix any of the problems that we have, let's say pertaining to cops, and at the same time, like if you're going to fix what's happening to the cops, you're going to need the cops. You're going to need some of the good cops that want the shit to be fixed. And then when you alienate all of them, how in the fuck are we going to get anything done? So we were talking about all cops are bad. He said this comic is a piece of shit because he likes cops. Okay. And now the example that they gave me was, okay, yeah, I guess what this one comic was doing in their video was, you know, it was almost like pandering to the cops. I get it, right? Yet at the same time, I spoke to him and I was like, so you're saying all cops are bad? He's like, yeah, fuck the cops. And then I was like, do you have any guns? He's like, no. I don't understand that. If you're going to be like, yo, man, I don't like the cops, you better stock up on some weapons, bro. And this is where the ideology really, really, really makes people so fucking stupid. And this person that I'm talking to is not stupid at all. They're not. But because they have this ideology, we talk about this one thing and he's stupid. And I told him, I was like, so you don't have any guns? And he's like, no. I'm like, you don't plan on getting any guns? And he's like, no. And I told him, I was like, so you're saying that all cops are bad? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, you have a family. If someone was coming to break into your house, are you going to call the cops? And you know what this guy said to me? He said, I'm going to do everything in my power to not call the cops. Oh, my God. And they said it in a way that was like, how smart is that? It's like, bro, you don't have any guns. Somebody's coming after your family. You're not going to call the cops because you're subscribing to this all cops are bad fucking shit. And for every fucking video that you find of cops doing some really fucked up shit, there's also videos of cops doing some amazing shit. Like, check out this video right here. This is a video of a cop that I think this was back in August. I'm not sure where it was, though, exactly. But I wanted to show it to you. And there was an active shooter. And this is a body cam of a cop that took care of the situation with one bullet. It's fucking amazing. Oh, Jesus, guys. I think my freaking... Ugh. What is wrong with this, man? Can you guys still hear me? Because apparently everything is going to shit on my side. I can't believe it. You know, next time, I got to make sure I restart this. There you go, guys. I had all kinds of videos planned for you, and now I can't play them. Great. Great. Nothing's working right now. As soon as I freaking started this, none of my systems are working. Okay. Ecamm Live is a piece of shit program. I am not fucking with this thing anymore. I might need a producer. If there's anybody out there that can help me produce this thing, I would greatly appreciate it. Cause I mean, I'm at a point right now where I got so much going on. I don't even have time to try to find another app and try to learn that app so that I can do this. So if there's anybody out there listening, reach out to me, Mike@MikeFromDetroit.com. I would love to get some help on here. Cause I just can't believe it. I set everything right. I got all these videos and then now it's just not working. And I can't even explain why. This is so frustrating. So frustrating. Damn. I can't even play this damn video. This video is badass too. It's basically a video of a cop. And you see his body cam. I'm just going to scrub through this. And he comes out. And there's a guy out there active shooting. You can hear gunshots. You see him pulling out his AR-15. And he leans out to the side. And he fires one shot, and that guy's done. Now, are these cops bad? Now, people who are like, all cops are bad, will literally sit there and look at a video like this, and they'll get mad at me for showing something that goes against their ideology. And that's the thing that really pisses me off, man. It's just... I mean, the cops are fucked. I'm not going to say that they're not. I've met some really fucking shitty cops in my lifetime, but I've also met some cops that were really cool. Somebody will say that the reason that is because I'm not black. And I'm just like, put me out in the sun for fucking 2 hours and I turn into a black man. But I mean, that's not the point. The point is that ideology is trash. It is. And I had another video queued up for you of Ted Koppel. Talking to Sean Hannity and basically telling Sean Hannity that he's ruining America. And basically he said, there is no more truth. He goes, you know, ideology trumps truth now. And that is where we're at. And it's fucking pissing me off. It's pissing me off. I'm really mad right now. I was really, really hoping that I would be able to get some type of, videos and discussions about this stuff, but forget it. We'll just move on. Mansplaining. That's another thing I can't freaking stand. I was at an open mic the other day and there was a girl that was running the open mic. She was new. She was a new comedian and she really didn't know how to run the open mic, right? There's a way to run a mic. And I don't even think I would do a good job, right? Because I've never really done it before. But I know what you're supposed to do, right? And she wasn't doing that at all. She even, like, when she called me up, she said my name wrong. Usually as a host for a mic, you get up there and you tell people, you're like, all right, well, give it up for that last comedian. On deck, we have so-and-so. That means they're going to go up after the person that you're going to bring up now. So then that way, the person that's supposed to go up after the person that goes up now knows that they're going to be next, right? And there's and so you'd be like, all right, let's say Douglas Bolte is on deck, right? But bringing up to the stage right now is Mike Ishak. Keep it going for Mike Ishak, everybody. Bye, 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 bye. And everyone comes up, right? Well, she wasn't doing that. And it was making things kind of awkward. Because she would like, and she was new. No, of course she's going to make some mistakes. There's nothing wrong about that. But we're all comedians and we're all laughing at her. And that's just what comedians do. We roast each other. We laugh at each other. You know what I mean? We call each other out and stuff. And she got sensitive, apparently. And this is the thing that I was talking about earlier, where I sometimes have to be sensitive to how people view me. Because I can tell as soon as she got there, right, she had a problem with me. Because of the way I look, apparently, and how I carry myself. Or maybe she dated a guy that looked like me that, like, fucked her life over or some shit. I don't know what it is. And I'm not even going to try to figure it out. But I could tell. When she walked in, I could tell. I was like, this girl, I didn't even try to say hi to her. You know, hi, you know. And she just kind of, like, looked at me with this, like, weird look. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And I don't care. And then, as she was messing up, I... like told her, I'm like, hey, you should like tell who's on deck. And she just didn't like hearing that. And then I went to go up and then she fucked up the whole situation again. And she was like, and another thing that you're supposed to do in stand-up comedy is you never leave the stage empty. Meaning if I'm the host, and I bring somebody up. If I'm a host and I bring someone up, I have to stay on stage getting people to clap until that person comes up on stage. When that person comes up on stage, you shake their hand and you hand off the stage to them and then you walk off. You never leave a stage empty. That also goes for the comedian that just finished. So when I'm finished with my set, you know, I'm not going to sit there and be like, thanks a lot, guys. I just walk off the stage, leaving the stage empty until the other person who's hosting comes up. That's just not good etiquette. Proper etiquette is, you guys have been a great audience. Thank you so much. Keep it going for your host, right? And then the host comes up. And once the host gets on stage, I shake their hand, transfer of power, I walk off. That's how it's supposed to be. Well, this girl was really new, right? And she wasn't doing it right. And I was going to just tell her, you know? So like when she brought me up, she gets up there, like the other comic finished, right? And then the other comic didn't know what they were doing either. They were pretty new. They walked off the stage, left the stage empty. And then the girl walks up there and she just fumbles and she's like, okay, all right, keep it going for so-and-so. Yeah. Okay. And next we have Mike Ishqui. And then, she didn't even say my name right. She goes, Mike Ishqui. And then she walks off the stage. And like, we're waiting to see who's on deck because we're all used to that. It's like, all right, on deck we got blah, blah, blah. But right now, Mike Ishak. She didn't do that. She's like, okay, so Mike Ishqui. And she just walked off the stage. And I was just sitting there like, wait, am I on deck or am I next? I don't even know. And then I got up and I'm like, is it? I'm okay. So then it was very awkward and I walked up on stage and then I go, it's Ishak. And she goes, well, excuse me. She's already got a problem with me. Already got a problem with me. And then I told her, I was like, yeah, you know, usually you're supposed to say on deck before you, you know, bring the person up. And then she was just like, she like scoffed in the back and stuff. And I was like, all right, whatever. I did my set, right? Crushed, as I usually do. And when it was done, I thought that it was important to address the other comics in the room, these new comedians, to let them know the proper etiquette. So when I was done, I was like, thank you guys. Keep it going for your host. And then everyone started clapping. And as everyone started clapping and she was taking her sweet ass time getting onto the stage, which is okay, fine, no problem. I addressed the room to these new comedians, not her. And I was like, always make sure you never leave the stage empty. Never walk off the stage leaving it empty. You know, and I addressed the room and I told him that. This girl gets on stage and she was just like, I've been doing stand-up for only 2 days. I've been writing for TV shows and all this stuff. I have never been mansplained so many times in my entire career. In the blah, 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 blah. And I'm sorry. You know me, I'm public Yemeni number one. I'm not going to let that shit slide. And I told her, I was like, it's not mansplaining, it's explaining. Anybody who uses the term mansplaining is an idiot. I didn't say that to her, but I'm saying that to you. Anyone who uses that, a dumb ideological term like that, mansplaining, is a fucking idiot. I'm sorry, you're a moron. You're a fucking moron if you ever use terms like that. And I told her, I'm like, it's not mansplaining. And then she started yelling at me. She goes, that's what it is. You're trying to fucking blah, 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 blah. And then she got done with whatever she did with this attitude. She's only 2 days in stand-up comedy. She's going to talk to me like that? Or anybody? And ooh, she thinks she's like so great because she works in TV. It's like, you're in stand-up comedy right now. Working in TV, you got a lot of people that can't fucking tell you what they think about you because they're too busy trying to not get canceled. We're stand-up comedians. We call each other out. That's the beautiful thing about our job. We call each other out, and you as a comedian is supposed to be able to just snicker, laugh, and learn. That's how we roll. She brings up the other comic, fucks that up again. Doesn't even do the on deck, walks off stage, leaves it empty. And then as she's walking to the back, and I'm like right next to her table, right? Because the table in the back that she sits at, the desk, the chair that I'm sitting is right up against that desk. So then I turn around to her and I'm like, hey, I think you got me misunderstood. She's like, no, I don't got you misunderstood. And I fucking lost it. I got up in the middle of the other comic set and I was like, I don't got to stick around for this. She's like, excuse me? I'm like, I don't got to stick around for this. And then I walked off and then I told her, I was like, it's not mansplaining. It's called explaining. Explaining. Something humans have been doing for hundreds and thousands of years to help progress humanity. Do you think we got to the fucking moon without some explanations? Do you think we got to the moon with people like her? Sitting there going, no, I think this is how the rocket booster should act. And then someone else goes, no, I think it should be this way. How dare you mansplain me? It's like, no, bitch, it's explaining. It's something that you do to help better each other. Ideology that everyone is having right now is tearing everything apart. And I honestly have no hope anymore. Before the pandemic, you would have asked me and been like, hey man, what do you think about humanity? I would have been like, yo man, we gonna be all right. I think humanity is doing great. Like, we are learning as we go. We're becoming a better society. But now I think now that's just not the case anymore. I think now we are digressing. And to be honest, I think that is exactly what's supposed to happen. I think it's the natural law of the land. I think basically what is happening right now is that we human beings are done. all we are here for now is to bring the rise of the machines. We are going to create something far more advanced and better than us. And we are now going to be extinct. I really do think so. I think this is the natural progression of humanity. We started off as apes killing each other. Then we became humans killing each other. Then we progressed from that to, hey, maybe we should collaborate. Maybe we shouldn't kill all the people in the other village. Maybe we should talk to them and see if we can come together. Maybe we can grow together and build skyscrapers together and build agriculture so we don't always have to hunt for meat. So that now we actually have other food sources so that we can sit back and have time to be able to think of how do we get to the moon? How do we collaborate and get off this rock? How do we better humanity by explaining to each other? But that shit is gone, man. I think we went from apes killing each other to humans killing each other to humans collaborating. And then our job is to collaborate and bring this new AI and this new form of life form that's going to be far more advanced than us. And then we just go away. I'm sorry, but I really think that's what it is. That's what it is. To what it is. If you disagree, please let me know. If you agree, please let me know, because I honestly think we don't have any hope anymore. You know, that girl at the open mic, that's just one example. That's my cat. My cat wants to get on the, hey, kitty. Yeah, my cat can't shut the fuck up. But that girl is just one example. The thing that drives me crazy is that I know people that are smart enough, and I can't even get through to them. The fact that my one friend who is an intelligent person, but they bought into the liberal ideology. And it's not an overall liberal ideology. It's a certain sect of liberals that are just crazy. They're fanatics now. If I can't get across to smart people that all cops are bad is a stupid term that just alienates cops from the public and makes the divide even more larger. How the fuck are we going to get anything fixed? So the fact that I got friends of mine that should know better, and I got friends of mine that I should be able to have a conversation with them and get across to them, and I can't. It's game over. You know, unless Elon Musk figures something out, right? Because I don't know if you guys know who Ray Kurzweil is. You should look him up. His name is Ray Kurzweil. He is a futurist. He is a inventor and a scientist. The guy is, he invented the first computer that played a piano. And he was on the Ed Sullivan Show. As a little kid, created a computer in the 50s, I think. Okay. Already a certified genius. He, I think, has the world record of the most inventions. He invented the hearing aid. He invented the electric guitar, I think. He invented the electric keyboard. So many inventions. And he invented a mathematical equation that is able to predict the future of technology. And where we're going right now with technology, according to Ray Kurzweil, a lot of the things that he's saying is actually starting to happen. You know, he's been predicting technology since like the 70s. I think his first prediction was in 1979-ish. And everyone laughed at him. His prediction was in 1979, his prediction was as soon as he created the mathematical equation to be able to predict technology, he made his first prediction in the 70s. And he said, I think he said, by 1995, we will have a computer smart enough that will be able to beat a chess champion. He was off by 1 year. It happened in 96. And when that happened, that is when the world started paying attention to Ray Kurzweil. And he is so spot on with his predictions so far that the government hires him to help them understand the progression of technology so that they can figure out what's going on. Bill Gates meets with Ray Kurzweil every year to pick his brain about what the future of technology is going to be. And there's a documentary out there on Ray Kurzweil called Transcendent Man. I think it might still be on Netflix. It's very interesting because Ray Kurzweil believes that we can save humanity so long as we merge with technology. So his idea is the future could be either paradise or peril for humans, right? And the only way we can do that is we have to collaborate as humans, and then we're going to have to merge with this AI. So the AI is going to get to a point where from his predictions, by 2045, technology will gain consciousness. And the way he said it in one of his books, that technology will leave the grasp of humans and they will start creating themselves. You're already starting to see it right now with bots. There are bots, little bot algorithm, little things that they have, and these bots are self-learning. And not only are they self-learning, they're able to create copies of themselves. So the one thing that Ray Kurzweil said at the end of this, the thing is he believes that we're going to be able to merge with technology and the future is going to be paradise, is what he believes. And for the longest time, I used to believe him. For the longest time, I would read his books and his predictions and look up Wikipedia, Ray Kurzweil predictions. You could get a bullet point of all his predictions from all his books about what the future of technology is going to be like. And in the thing is that there are people who are smart that say that his view of the future is false. So you have critics of him saying, no, humanity is going to be fucked when AI comes here. Yet Ray Kurzweil thinks that, he has a more optimistic view. Okay. Now, before the pandemic, I had that optimistic view. I would listen to Ray Kurzweil and I'm like, man, I'm really looking forward to that moment where we can merge with this AI technology, get our intelligence to a level where hopefully we could all become one, right? Like one of his predictions is that we're all going to be self-sufficient. They call it the singularity. The idea is that technology is going to get to a point where it's going to level the playing field for everyone, meaning you're not going to have to eat, right? The idea is that in the future, we'll be able to inject ourselves with these tiny little nanobots, and these nanobots will all be programmed to do a certain thing, to clean up our cells, to lengthen our lives, to you'll be able to eat one morsel of food, and the bots will be able to take the nutrients in that food and give you the nutrients that you need in such an efficient way where you probably won't even have to eat. Yeah, they're called nanobots. Did I say it wrong, Bolty? I don't know what I was saying, but anyways, I'm on a riff. The point is this. If Ray Kurzweil is right, and I hope he is, the singularity comes and paradise is here. I really hope so, because I used to really believe in him, right? But now, after seeing so many people get lost in ideology, all cops are bad, all liberals are bad, we're being all separated. Explaining is now mansplaining. It's so fucking stupid. We're getting dumber. And it's driving me fucking crazy because now I really don't have the Ray Kurzweil optimism. Now I'm one of his critics. Now I'm one of those people that is like, I think he's wrong. He said something very poignant at the end of that documentary, which is called Transcendent Man. At the end of the documentary, the interviewer asks him, do you believe in God? And he goes, I do believe in God. He's just not here yet. That's deep. The idea is that we humans, once we merge with technology, we are going to be godlike. His idea is that in the future, technology is going to get so advanced that we're going to be able to pull everything apart molecularly and assemble things together. So like you'll be able to have these nanobots flying through the air. You could program them to be like, take all of the molecules from my sofa, split them all apart, and instead build me a car. Or now, so in the future, he's predicting that everything's going to be shape-shifting. He also predicted that technology is going to get so small to a point where they're going to call them foglets, as he calls them foglets. And these foglets are going to be so tiny, but they're going to be tiny robots that are going to be able to disassemble and reassemble anything and everything. And the idea is that he believes one of his predictions was really fucking crazy. I don't know how far in the future this is. It might be like almost the year 3000. Or maybe sooner than that. But one of his predictions is that human beings will be able to merge. So now imagine two people who like each other. They will be able to use these nanobot foglets, right? Disassemble their own bodies. And then they could merge. The idea is that people will be able to merge to make this one bulk human. And his idea is that that's going to end up being more advanced, more advanced, more advanced, to the point where all the humans in the world will be assembled into one bulk consciousness. It's a fucking crazy prediction. That's why, have you ever watched the movie Interstellar? Whenever he falls into the black hole, they said that the bulk beings created this. And in the movie Interstellar, the idea is that Matthew McConaughey's character finds out that the beings that are opening up this black hole for humanity to fix Earth are humans from the future that are now assembled into one big bulk intelligent being. And they're able to bend space-time. And they were able to go back in time and create this wormhole. Future is good for humans. So even in the movie, they talk about the bulk beings. And Ray Kurzweil's idea is that we are going to be this giant bulk being all together, kind of like Voltron. You know what I mean? Like all the humans are going to assemble into one big, giant, powerful consciousness. And his idea is that we are going to wake up the universe, which is kind of crazy. So the idea is that once we become these bulk beings, we're going to be able to wake up all molecules and make them smart. So the idea is that the moon will have a consciousness. Your camera will have a consciousness, because the bulk beings will be able to disassemble every molecule in the known universe and wake it up, meaning that your little molecule from this little microphone right here, all the molecules in here don't have a consciousness. But the idea is that we're going to be this bulk being that's going to be able to separate all of these molecules and make it conscious. That's why Ray Kurzweil said, I do believe in God. He's just not here yet. I was really looking forward to that day. But now, after talking to one of my friends who should know better, who said that all cops are bad, doesn't own a gun, and when I asked him if somebody was to break into your house, would you call the cops? He's like, no, I do everything in my power not to call the cops. How dumb is that? I don't know, guys. I don't know. I really went off on a tangent there. I wasn't even thinking I was going to talk about this, but some pretty deep shit. right? And now Elon Musk is taking what Ray Kurzweil is saying, and he's bringing it to fruition. I'm sure you guys might have heard of Neuralink. It's a technology that Elon Musk is trying to create so that we'll be able to implant something in our brain, which will allow us to interface with the internet. That is exactly what Ray Kurzweil was talking about, merging with technology. And I even heard him, Elon Musk, talk about it on Joe Rogan's podcast. Talked about how he believed the only way humanity is going to move forward is to be able to interface with this intelligent AI. And man, I really hope we make it happen, because we're going to get to a point, man, where, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer, you got the TV show Jeffrey Dahmer. Look at the damage that he made, right? Now imagine Jeffrey Dahmer with the power of foglets in the future. I mean, basically in the future, the way Ray Kurzweil is talking about it, any human is going to be able to have the power of, was it Thanos? Is that who it is on the Avengers? The Infinity Stones? Snap his finger and just make something disappear? That is very close. That is very on the horizon. But who knows? Maybe Ray Kurzweil is right. Maybe we do merge with technology and we all become more enlightened. Or we merge with technology and mansplaining is still a fucking thing that we say. Who the fuck knows? I have no idea. All I know is this program sucks. I can't fucking look at my horn, don't work. The Joe Biden, come on, man. Sound effect doesn't work. Does this work? That doesn't work either. All right. Guys, I've been doing this for an hour. It felt like 10 minutes. I really went off on a tangent there. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, I mean, I really had to get a lot off of my chest, because I don't have hope anymore. Maybe I can meet some more people that'll give me hope, you know? All right, guys, I'm going to start getting off of here. Like I said, Sunday, October 9th, this Sunday, 2022, Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Me, Ahmed El-Kadri, and Michael Schertzer hosting. It's going to be a great show. I would love it for you guys to be there. If you guys are new on here, first time listening, welcome aboard. Appreciate it. Follow me at mikefromdetroit.com. You can find all my social media links at the top of my page. Follow me on what you want to follow me on. I have two Facebook pages, my fan page and my personal page. My personal page is the one that's blowing up the most. My Instagram is fucking blowing up. My TikTok is getting there. And my YouTube. Please subscribe, follow me. I'm going to be posting more comedy clips, more sketch videos. I'm in it more than ever. I'm really excited to get more fans. And I appreciate you guys. Join my mailing list. You can go to my website. When you go there, a pop-up will come up. Join my mailing list to get alerts when I'm in your town. Also, you can text Mike to 206-207-5422. That's Mike to 206-207-5422. And answer the three questions: your name, email, and zip code. And the zip code is great, so then that way I can send you a message when I'm in your state, and hopefully you can come see me live. Check out the new videos that I posted on my Instagram, man. They're popping off. Watch the Kids Are Terrible video. I'm very proud of that video. That was a fun little crowd work. I caught a little guy in the audience, got him good. And I appreciate all the love and comments from everybody who enjoyed my videos. I also appreciate all the haters. I'm fucking glad I got haters now, man. You guys are hating me. Love it. That means I'm doing something right. All right, guys. Well, I got to get going. I don't even think the outro music is going to fucking work right now. But peace out. Fuck. Well, there you go. You could see it, but you don't hear the music. Whatever. All right, guys. Until next time, I love y'all. Peace.